This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome into another edition of Evan and Tiki. Lot to talk about today. Aaron Glenn listens to Evan and Tiki, so we appreciate that. How I'm a better bunter than Anthony Volpe, Juan Soto's mistake last night, and the great Connor Hughes will join us at 4 o'clock. Does a great job covering both the Giants and Jets. So a lot of baseball, a lot of football to get to on a very busy Wednesday. How are you, Tiki?
I'm fantastic, but probably not as fantastic as you are non-fantastic.
What does that mean?
Four losses in a row, 9 games out in the National League East, just 2 games up now on the creeping San Francisco Giants.
It's really 3 games up, but go on.
Okay. 2 in our, as we view it, but 3 realistically. I hear you. Are you nervous yet, Evan? Are you feeling the pressure? Are you getting to where I feared this team would be yesterday, which is not in the playoffs? This is getting bad right now. Because I know that this team is good on paper.
Yeah.
We are a talented group of guys. We just got to knuckle down and get right. It's great to say all the right things, but they are not doing any of the right things at the absolute worst time that you could possibly do that.
I feel like you just spent 2 minutes poking me.
I did, absolutely.
I feel like you want me.
How can I not poke you? Seriously, you've lost 4 games in a row.
Yeah.
You just looked, I was going to say inept, but it really wasn't inept because Sean Manaea, as bad as he was in inning 1 and 2, really locked it down after that. He got 5 innings.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
It's not great, but whatever. It's an accomplishment given where we thought this thing was going to really get crooked after the first couple of innings. But the reality stays the same. Even when they made it 4-1, you start to feel like, all right, there's a chance. There was never a chance. This team does not hit when it needs to.
No.
And Juan Soto, as great as a season as he has had, and I know it sucked early, and our narrative is still kind of, it's been underperforming. He's actually had a really great season.
Sure.
You can't strike out 3 times.
No, he couldn't hit Ranger Suarez.
Suarez dominated him.
It was another bad night, and here's what I'll admit to you, Tiki, because if you are looking for me to decide that on September 10th, I'm going to be full-blown panic mode, the Mets are going to miss the playoffs, and Frank the Tank, you, I'm not there yet. But what I will admit is that sitting there for 2.5 hours last night, and then, because, hey, they're in a pennant race, watching Diamondbacks, Giants, and Reds, Padres until 1 o'clock in the morning, I do have to admit, and I think we all need to at least admit, that another brick is being put on the fire of concern. I'm not there to tell you the Mets are going to miss the postseason. And the biggest reason why I still don't believe they'll miss the postseason has more to do with the math and everyone else than it does them.
Yeah, we did math yesterday. All these teams got to get to 84 wins or whatever the number is. I think we decided. I think it's 84 wins, which means the Mets just have to win 9 more games.
Right, and I don't think the Mets with 17 to go are going to lose 14 out of 17. All right, I'm not that much doom and gloom. Am I confident they're going to win 15 out of 17? I'm not that either. But I guess the reason why I still remain relatively calm is that I don't think the Giants, who have played great baseball lately, are going to destroy the Dodgers when they see them 7 times.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to continue to do this. And so I'm not trying to instill confidence in Mets fans because I've said nothing about the Mets. I'm literally explaining why I think they're going to make the playoffs. That has nothing to do with them. But even in a disheartening loss last night, it's bottom line time. You just have to make the postseason, and I still think they're going to make the postseason.
I hope they do, but I can see a collapse coming. I can see them getting swept in this Philly series. And yes, it's all dependent upon what the Reds do and what the Giants do and the Diamondbacks and all those other teams that are chasing them right now. But it almost feels like we're talking about the Giants and the Diamondbacks and the Reds. We're not talking about the Mets.
Well, because there's little reason to believe that the Mets in these last 17 games are going to go win 12
and
out.
So it feels like a back-end situation is coming.
It may be, now, but I don't care if it's a back-end. Like, my goal really? Right now is just make the freaking playoffs. Yeah. Just make the playoffs. They played 162 games, or at least when this season is over, they'll have played 162 games. I always hate when people say, oh, they backed in, or I don't want to back in, or that. If you made the playoffs, you made the playoffs. That's all that matters. And so that's all that matters. Because once you get there, everything starts anew. It all starts over whether you win 102 games or you win 85 games. Mm-hmm. And we've seen examples of both. So I look at this team right now, and of course I'm concerned. They haven't played consistently good baseball in months. But it is a bottom line world now. They're not winning the NL East. They're not winning 90 games. I said this to you yesterday, I believe it. The regular season is a lock to be a disappointment. Yes. There's nothing that can change
right.
that. So just get in.
Yeah. Here is the one thing that you should be optimistic about. And I know some people talked about this yesterday or a couple of days ago about firing your manager.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that is anywhere on the table. And it simply comes down to what I mentioned earlier with Sean Manaea. When your manager can pull a struggling pitcher, because he's been struggling, aside and motivate him to the point where he performs like he did after the second inning, that means he hasn't lost this team.
No, and I thought that
was... And that's encouraging. And now, how do you lean into that? Like, how does he make that happen for everybody else? I don't know. That's for him to figure out.
Well, that was my reaction to it. So last night, look, Sean Manaea gave up 4 runs in the first 2 innings. That's not a good start.
Right.
I give him credit for settling down. I give him credit for going through 5. And I obviously give credit to Carlos Mendoza for whatever the hell he said to him in that tunnel. Manaea said after the game, his attitude was after the first 2 innings, screw it. It probably started with a different letter. It was probably F it. But either way, whatever he did worked.
Right, but why didn't he start the game with an F it mentality?
That would have been nice, and maybe he'll start his next start with that attitude.
Or maybe Mindy needs to start doing this for all these guys.
Well, that was my thought. So after Manaea starts settling down, my thought was, why can't Carlos Mendoza go up to every freaking guy on this team and give him the same speech?
Not everybody, but the guy who needs to perform in the moment.
Well, that's everybody.
No, it's not. I mean, is it?
Yes, because right now, Francisco Lindor has been struggling since the second game against Cincinnati.
All right, so your first 3 hitters, let's do that, and then your starting pitcher.
Yeah, like everybody. No, the entire team, bro.
I think your right fielder's okay, chilling.
No, he's not.
It was Nemo last night.
No. Soto's the right fielder, and he struck out 3 times yesterday.
Left fielder. Yes, first 3 batters.
Yeah.
First 3 batters, starting pitcher, maybe the catcher.
No, the whole team.
Left fielder, center field, everybody else is good.
How about Mark Vientos, who's hitting and takes his sweet-ass time on a ground ball in the 7th inning, which directly led to another base runner and directly led to more runs being scored.
Well, why is he playing third base? That's the problem.
Because he's their best bat option against a left-handed starter. Mm. And by the way, he played a good game defensively yesterday. Yes. He just made one mental mistake that got piled up into something bigger. And that's the problem right now. They make little mistakes and they pile up.
I don't even think that's a mental mistake on Vientos. I think that's just an experience mistake.
Not knowing the base runner?
Just not knowing. I can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Ollie Gag here. That's just an experience.
Especially against a batter like right. Bryson Stott, who's busting out of the box.
100%.
But those little things, they become bigger in these close games against good teams.
Well, yeah. That one in particular became a big deal. Because
it spiraled.
The game is the inning is over if he makes that play instead of a three-run home run happening.
And in this stretch that they're in, and here's what's so crazy about the Mets, and this is where I guess the negative side of me sees a world in which they do miss the playoffs.
But you're still confident they're making it?
I am confident they're going to make it, right. Yes. But I also have the devil on my shoulder because I've watched this team all year, and I know that they've played like garbage since the middle of June. In fact, want to play a game?
75% yesterday. What's it today?
73%.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. It went down.
Right. Just barely.
But I'm still 73% confident they're going to make the playoffs.
That's small. I thought it'd be like 15%.
No, different. 15%?
Yeah.
Oh, like down to 60%?
Yes.
You know what? It's getting there. I think they lose again tonight. That may be the case. Right. The Giants are playing this afternoon. If the Giants win this afternoon, without the Mets ever playing another game, it may drop a little bit. But here's what concerns me, and you could play this game because it's fun, and you would get into the weeds on this. If you look at the Mets schedule and what they've done since the beginning of the season, find me a 20-game stretch in the last few months where they've played really well. And what I mean by that is, baseball has lots of ups and downs. We all know that.
Yeah.
They've had literally no ups since June. Their ups that they've had have been quick. Like they had a 7-game winning streak, but then it went away quickly.
Right. So that was the beginning of June.
What I would defy you to do is since the middle of June, find any 20-game stretch you want, because that's the beauty of baseball. You could pick a date, say, what's your record since that date? Pick any stretch of games you want. You will not find a consistently good 20-game stretch, which shows you this team. Do it.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't find it, bro.
Perhaps the early mid-July with a Kansas City series.
Yeah, do the math. Tell me what it was. Dude, it's not going
to
add up.
The problem is once you get to 20, like there's a stretch where it was really good for about 15 games.
That's my point.
And then you lose five in a row.
They have not had a stretch of baseball. And the reason I say 20 is that's 3 weeks. All right? I'm not talking about a week. Yes, they've had good weeks. I'm talking about a consistent stretch where they've played well.
Right.
And that's why they're even in a wild card race. They brought this upon themselves with the way they've played. Now, I still think the teams that are chasing them are not going to do enough over these 17 games to catch them. So my confidence in the Mets making the playoffs is mostly based on the kind of the mountain they created, they put in front of other teams, and the hole those other teams created. It's not about the way they're playing. How can I say that? Lindor hasn't had a hit in five games. Like, they're not playing well. And they haven't played consistently well in a while. So my belief that this isn't going to be an 07-08 collapse is more based around the teams around them, more based on the fact there's three wild card teams, more based on tick-tock, the clock is running out. It's more that than belief in the team. Because right now it's tough to believe in the team.
It's based on the Tommy Lugauer world of positivity.
What do you mean? I've said nothing positive.
I know. But if the season ended right now, the Mets are in the playoffs.
Well,
that's what Tommy, that's Tommy's mindset.
Yeah, but here's positive the problem. Tommy. Here's the problem. When you're in a football game or you're in an NBA game and you have an 8-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go, a part of you looks at the clock and says, if we can get it to zero, we can win. But what if that other team goes on a 10-0 run? Mm. The Mets are allowing the possibility that if the Giants prove me wrong, and they do beat the Dodgers 5 out of 7 times, and they do finish this season winning 12 out of 17, they're at least allowing the possibility that that 8-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go is going to go away.
Yeah.
And that's the danger zone. Now, if the Mets can play well for the next 17 games, then they can eliminate the danger zone. But they've created the danger zone by the way they're playing. So my positivity about them making the playoffs, listen to the words I've used. Have I said anything about the team?
No. No, it's about every other team.
Yes.
Any every other team's mountain they have to climb in order to pass the Mets, or at least where you think the Mets are going to be.
And that's why I still have a confidence in them making the playoffs, but don't confuse that with confidence in this team. Because the Mets, and show me the numbers when you get it, find me a 20-game stretch this team has had since the middle of June that you would constitute as a good stretch. Spoiler alert, you won't find it. And that's what's concerning about them. They haven't had an extended period of time where they've played well in months. I'm asking for a 20-game sample size. Sean could do it in 30 seconds with the Yankees.
There isn't one.
You can't do it. And so when people say ups and downs of a baseball season, I've only seen downs since June 13th. And that's not about me being specific about a date. Literally, there's no stretch that you can find on your own where they've played well. Now, what are they going to do about it? I think that this roster and this core and this team, Carlos used these words last night. It drove me nuts. He's like, we got to show fight. We got to show fight. He's kind of right, even though it's annoying to hear. They got to dig down deep. Francisco Lindor has done nothing in the last four games. He's got to dig down deep. Juan Soto is carrying this team for a while. He's got to dig down deep. Pete Alonso, he's got to dig down. These guys have to be better. So we could sit here all day and talk about lineup changes or who should be in the rotation or not be in the rotation. Here's the bottom line with these guys. They have to play better, and they can't do stupid things. Brett Beatty got picked off 2 nights ago. That crap can't happen. Mark Vientos took his sweet-ass time on a ground ball to third base. He let Bryson Stott beat it out. That cannot happen. These guys cannot think overly about their stolen bases because Anton Richardson told them leave early. You've got to put winning first. Because if they don't win, they at least open up the possibility that I'm going to be wrong about the Giants and the Reds. Don't leave open the possibility. There are 17 games left. If you win 12 of them, it's a wrap. But if you win 9 or 10 of them, you allow the possibility that the Giants are going to hit a bunch of corner threes, that Steph Curry's going to hit a bunch in your face because it's baseball and you don't know. And that's my level of concern. So with that said, does that sound like a guy at 72%?
I found a little stretch here for you.
Go ahead.
Just a little one.
Give me the biggest stretch you could find of Met baseball prosperity in the last 3 months.
So starting with it's in the middle of the Seattle series.
Okay.
So August 16th through, this is 20 games, September 6th.
Yeah, you know what they did during that stretch? They lost 2 out of 3 to the Nationals and 3 out of 4 to the Marlins.
Right.
But go
I'm just
on,
talking in totality.
Go on. What was their record?
12-8.
Okay, that's your best 20-game stretch?
That's the best 20-game stretch I could find.
And that is the proof of what I've been saying for a while. They have not played any form of consistently good baseball in 3 months.
Yeah, and again, this is win 3, lose 2, win 3, win 2, lose, win 3, lose 4. It's just tough.
Now, they've had really bad stretches, And I think the concern right now is with those two losses to Cincinnati, with these two losses to Philadelphia, with the Phillies having starting pitching edges at least tonight, this could get worse. Mm. And if it gets worse and the Giants and Reds keep winning, then we may finally say, hey, they're tied for a playoff spot or they're behind in a playoff spot. And so this is a race. So where I've changed from a week ago, Teak, is I remember what I said. I said, guys, we may not talk Mets much in September. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I said, because they're not winning the NL East and the wild card race, not really a race. Well, that's changed. They lost 2 out of 3 to Cincinnati. The Giants have played well. They've lost the first two games to the Phillies. And there's no denying anymore the Mets are in a pennant race. There's no denying that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean they're going to lose it, but they're in a pennant race. And so now they got to figure out a way to survive this. Because like I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, if they do not make the postseason, it makes 2007 and 2008 look minor league. This is worse. It's worse on a lot of different levels. So I still think they'll make it. I still think they'll win it. But they've got to step up and start playing better, smarter, more desperate baseball.
It's just easier to say that than it is to actually do it. It's just hard to actually do it.
I understand.
Then you start pressing, and then everything else seems to go awry.
If you had to guess, and there's no exact science to know this, but if you had to guess, do you think most Met fans are confident they're going to make the postseason?
No, I think most Met fans think they're going to fade.
Well, I put a poll out earlier this morning.
Yep.
And, of course, that is very scientific. Are the New York Mets going to make the playoffs? And 62% of people say no.
Mm-hmm.
So you are right.
Yep.
That most Met fans, and I see it in the Rico B email, I see it as I was walking in today, a construction worker says, quote, Evan, we're effed. And I meant, do you mean the Nets? The Jets? He's like, you know what I mean. And I said, the Mets? He's like, yeah, they ain't making the playoffs. So I understand that my optimism, and I use that in quotations because what is my optimism? My optimism is they're just going to have enough time to run the clock out and make the postseason. I don't believe this team is all of a sudden going to play great baseball, but I understand my optimism, if you want to call it that, is against the wind right now because most Met fans are expecting that this team's going to choke it away.
Now, one thing I wonder is if this team, this manager, anyone in the organization gets mad and gets really pissed. If they get swept by the Phillies, all of a sudden the Giants, say the Giants won the next two, and they're now out of it. They're actually physically out of it. Does anybody get mad?
I think Carlos Mendoza gets mad. I think when he took...
Does he express it?
Yes. And I can never prove this because they'll never admit it. When he took Manaea in the tunnel last night, remember what led to it. So he gives up the two home runs to Otto Kemp and to Harrison Bader, who is just wearing the Mets out.
Right, you're 9-1 hitter.
Oh, my God. And Bader right now may as well be Ty Cobb.
Why didn't you trade for him again?
Yeah, good question. Can you get David Stearns on the phone? Manaea started shrugging his shoulders. He started putting his head down. Mm-hmm. And you could all see it. I could see it. Gary Cohn, we could all see it. He was moping. And I think Carlos Mendoza read him the riot act.
Right.
And my assumption is when Mendy got him in the tunnel, while I think he pumped him up, I think he was pissed.
Right.
Because I think he reminded him, dude, you're a freaking professional. You have to believe you're better than these guys. And I believe you are.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask, does anyone get mad? I think Mendy got mad last night.
But I mean publicly get mad. I know he probably has gotten mad a lot over the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks or so. But it's like, it's all private.
Yeah.
It's individual conversations. It's back in the tunnel. It's not publicly expressed ire at how this team is playing.
Don't you agree that the public expression of anger only does us a benefit and not the actual players?
Of course, but does it? It's not going to hurt because not doing it publicly is not helping.
No, what he does publicly is the same thing he did in June, which is we got to fight. We know how good we are. We got all this talent. It's quasi Aaron Boone.
Right. He's stating the obvious, but what's happening on the field is not what he's stating.
Right.
And so you have to do something different, don't you?
Well,
and the answer is probably yes, but then you cross a line. And once you cross that line, that's when things could either coalesce or completely fall apart.
Well, right now, it's falling. The Mets have lost 4 in a row. Their lead in the wild card race is down to a measly 3 games. And most Met fans believe they're going to complete the choke and miss the playoffs. Because the Met lead over the Giants is down to 2, but really 3 games in the wild card race. And the race is on. And the Mets have brought it upon themselves with the way they've played recently. And most Met fans now believe that this is going to be 07 and 08 all over again. We'll get your calls next, 888-808-1019. And in the next 10 minutes, something Juan Soto did last night that annoyed me, and not just me. It annoyed Keith Hernandez, too.
Juan Solo.
Yeah. So I've got good company. It's not just me getting pissy. Let's get to your calls. Let's go to Annabelle in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Good afternoon, Annabelle.
Hey, Annabelle.
Good afternoon to you, Evan and Tiki, man. Good show, but now I want to be nice to you guys, but right now, can I bring my frustration out? This thing is driving me nuts, crazy. How can they, the Philadelphia Phillies, come on, and Carlos Mendoza needs to step up and start sweetening everything out. We're trying to do this, we're trying to do that. No, take a chair, punch something. You and Philadelphia.
You can't get violent out there.
No. Just throw a chair somewhere, punch something, break something in Philadelphia. You in Philadelphia, who cares? He's not breaking his own office. Anyway, let me tell you one thing. When Cincinnati came to the to Citi Field, they lost their first two games. I went to the Sunday game, and from that day we won that game and we won 7 straight. So I said, this team is doing great. But then after that, the whole thing started falling out.
Yeah.
The pitches don't last 5 innings, and they started falling. You're going to kill the bullpen.
Well,
you already have.
It's been a combination of various things because you're right. They won the last game against the Reds, and that's when they swept the Angels and they swept the Giants. And thank God they swept the Giants, considering what we're looking at right now. But I think what's happened since then is a combination of everything. Like, yeah, other than the young kids, they don't get 5 innings from their starters, but they've also had an inconsistent bullpen, an offense, which was great for a while, but now over the last 4 games can't hit. And this was the thing that was kind of boggling our minds in late June.
Yeah.
When one thing goes right, the other thing goes wrong. I mean, look at what happened in game 1 of this series. Nolan McLean, even without his best stuff, pitched into the 6th inning. The bullpen did a great job, and they held the Phillies to 1 run. And they lost.
Yeah. All you had to do was score with 2 runs.
So it's just a combination of everything that's kind of led to it.
The problem is there's no answers. There's no real, this is what they need to fix answer for the Mets. There isn't an answer for you.
The answer is a boring one. The players need to be better.
Right, but that's it's easy to say that. It's impossible to make them play better.
Right, I can't blame Carlos Mendoza not throwing a chair isn't the reason why.
No, you're right. But here's something, I was reminded of this because we're watching the replay right now on SNY. There were a lot of points in this game. It's now bottom of the 7th, where they showed the dugout, and these guys are just like hamming it up.
Yeah.
Just, hey, what's up? Did that bother you?
You know, I got a lot of emails last night in the Rico mailbag about this. Uh-huh. Like everyone's having a good time. No one cares.
Like Pete struck out one. Remember, I saw this last night. Pete struck out walking back to the dugout, and Marte's over there like, oh, you know, that's funny, right? And I don't know if that's a good look.
It's a 3-hour baseball game. I mean, does everyone have to sit there with a puss on their face? You know what I mean? Is that like the rule? That's why I don't get nuts about it. And sometimes guys show their frustration by smiling, like Francisco Lindor.
Yeah.
I don't think he's smiling because he's 0 for his last 12. I think he's frustrated. So that, it doesn't get to me, but I know it gets to plenty of people because they see it as an act of they don't care. I think they care.
No, of course they care.
I just don't think they're playing well enough. Let's go to Carlos and Harrison. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, how's it going, Evan, Tiki? Good show.
What's up, man?
What's up?
So I have a little troll. I'm going to tell you right up front. And then I have a comment that I wanted to see if maybe you guys could comment on afterwards.
All right. I like the troll. I think you're honest about the troll. Yes. I appreciate that.
So you obviously have been doing the whole, NL East over yet with Sal?
Yeah.
I think you should switch it over to, is the wild card over East? I just want to see his reaction.
Carlos, that is solid, dude. That is solid.
Just to hear him frustrated. Enough to, he thought it was over with the NL East, and now you bring that up. I think that's great.
That's that a good
great.
Idea. Good
that
idea.
Is a great idea.
And you know what? We're going to start that very soon. You're right.
I think you should do that. But now, the real thing is this. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm going to say that. I hated losing Juan Soto. I think Juan Soto is a great talent. But this is the thing. Last year, you guys had less talent. Would you agree?
Yes. They were a less talented team, yes.
Less talented. You could pick up Soto. You think, would Soto pick up and everything else? You got... So I've been thinking about this for a while, and I don't know if it's been brought up, but do you think that signing him brought the camaraderie down in the clubhouse? Like, do you think that maybe by him getting all that money, and because last year, you know, you had the OMG, you had everything going, you had the good vibes going, and you guys were the best team for like 2-3 months. And now all of a sudden with all this extra talent, you're not getting the same vibe.
I'm just wondering,
I'll wait for your comment.
First of all, knowing what the room is like is a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also very skeptical. And I said this last year, that the vibes of the room were the reason why the Mets played well. They had guys playing well. Jose Iglesias was hitting 340. You know, he could sing and dance all he wants. If he's hitting 235, what do the vibes actually mean? It's about performance. I think that, and we've seen a lot of examples of this before, where a really good team or a good team adds a great player, and the assumption is A plus B must equal C. And that's not always what happens.
Yeah,
this is a different year on a lot of levels. Like, Sean Manaea is not good this year. So what does that have to do with vibes of the locker room? You know what I mean?
Right, and Mark Vientos isn't good this year like he was a year ago. I mean, he's playing a little bit better, but he had 27 home runs a year ago.
Exactly. Is that a vibe thing or a performance thing?
It's 100% a performance thing. And so the reality is that the guys who lifted you a year ago, including Francisco Lindor, it stretches. They're not doing it. Right.
Absolutely. And Lindor's a great example. He was an MVP candidate last year. He's not this year.
No.
He hasn't had the same year. So I think sometimes, and I've been very consistent on this going back 3 years now, when the Mets sucked in 23 to the greatness of 24 to even now, we overrate the vibes of locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We just do. But there is something that Juan Soto did last night that I do want to address. I'm not sure how many people are aware of this. They may have shut the game off. They may have said, hey, the Mets are getting their ass kicked. I'm done. But when they were losing in this game by a score of 7-2 in the eighth inning, Pete Alonso had just singled. The Mets had first and second, two outs, down 7-2 with Mark Vientos up. And Mark Vientos was behind in the count 0-2. And out of nowhere, Juan Soto stole third base.
Mm-hmm.
And my reaction, my guttural reaction, was to be very pissed off. Because I thought it was, A, a stupid baseball move, and B...
But why stupid baseball move?
Okay. You want to walk you through this?
Yes, tell us.
They're down by 5 runs. He's on second. There's 2 outs, and there's 2 strikes on a batter. Like, there's no baseball sense to steal on a play like that. You are stealing for one reason, and you know why.
Yeah, 30-30.
Because you want to tack on a stat. And so I'm going to admit to you, when I saw Soto run and Gary Cohen called him Siri by accident, I was a little annoyed. I was like, this is selfish. I am not alone. I'm going to play you 2 clips from last night's game. Here's Keith Hernandez. Here's his reaction to Soto stealing third base.
Soto steals third, and that gives Juan Soto his 30th stolen base of the year, and thus he becomes a 30-30 player. Probably not the way he wanted to get it, but now he's a 30-30 guy.
Can't sanction that.
Very quick, very thrown away. Quote, I can't sanction that.
But also, probably not the way he wanted to get it. Of course it was the way he wanted to get it. He stole.
Well, Gary meant like in a bigger spot.
Understand that, but why? Okay, he stole.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They all count the same.
They all do, but it was the way he wanted to get it.
When Keith Hernandez said, can't sanction that, first of all, I felt better. Like, okay, I'm not being crazy.
Right, your thought was correct.
Keith agrees with me, and then I got annoyed because they didn't talk about it again that inning. But the next inning, because I was hoping, can you elaborate more? Because I can give you my thoughts. Keith Hernandez did elaborate more. Remember, it starts with, can't sanction that.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how many people picked up on that because he kind of whispered it. It's almost like he didn't want to do what he was about to do. But Keith Hernandez is a professional. So the following inning, they talked a little bit more about Soto's stolen base.
Well, you're down how many runs? 5. And it's late. And you got 2 strikes on your hitter, your teammate. Not just, you know, I can't condone the stolen base.
Well, fortunately, he didn't get thrown out. But, you know, you would have liked for the stolen base to have come in a place where they could celebrate it more.
I don't care about that part. But you just heard a guy who could be a Hall of Famer someday, has his number retired, mm-hmm. was a leader. I mean, those are pretty damn strong words.
Right.
I can't condone that. And then what did he say that time? I already forgot. But it's pretty rough. It was pretty tough.
Look, he's just, you're not helping your hitter in that regard.
You're being selfish. Let's just call it like it is. That was a selfish play by Juan Soto. That's what it was. It was a stat-padding, selfish play.
Yeah.
Now, after the game, Juan handled it great. He said it's all about winning. The stats are nice. He put over Anton Richardson for helping him out with the stolen bases. But in that moment, Keith called it. I felt the same way. And I like Juan Soto. I love Juan Soto. They need Juan Soto.
Yeah.
In that moment, he cared about his stupid stat and nothing else. And I appreciate but that the Mets have a broadcaster that actually has the guts to say it.
The only reason I would push back on that is because he was going to get that stat. I mean, maybe he's trying to go 40-40, which is a completely different level of unbelievableness for Juan Soto in 2025, but he's going to get the 30. So why is that? Why would it be a top of mind, I'm going to steal this base right now to selfishly get 30?
Was that a good baseball play?
I mean,
It was a dumb baseball play.
It was, of course, but it was no harm, no foul.
Because he wasn't thrown out.
Yes, exactly.
Well, but if he was thrown out,
it wasn't a dumb baseball play.
No, it was.
Because he wasn't. Hold on. It was a dumb baseball play.
Thank you.
It's like, no, don't throw that pass. Don't throw. Pat Mahomes, what are you doing? Oh, wait, yeah. Great job. Underhanding it behind your back or whatever the heck you did, and it completed a pass. That's what it was.
No, but here's the difference, respectfully. When Mahomes does that play turns into a big positive.
Yes.
There was no positives to stealing third base down by 5 runs with 2 outs in the 8th inning. I'm sorry.
Until,
there wasn't.
Yeah, I mean,
there wasn't.
Right,
there was no positive to it.
A hit brings him home regardless.
Exactly.
So
it came across, and here's the other thing I thought about as I went to bed last night. It's not the end of the world. It's bad optics for anybody out there. And I don't even feel this way about Juan. I love Juan. And he said all the right things after the game. But for anyone that looks at Juan Soto as a guy who only cares about his stats, mm-hmm. all they got to do is show you last night.
Yeah.
Because that's an example of it. I just thought it was a very bad optic. I'll move on easily. I wanted to bring it up. And I respect the fact that Keith Hernandez felt the exact same way.
Yeah.
Because I'd be on an island right now bringing this up. I'd be the bad guy trying to start trouble. I'm not trying to start trouble. I call it like it is.
But
and Keith Hernandez ain't starting trouble. He's just calling it like it is.
But I also don't think that Juan Soto is intentionally trying to be a selfish player. I think it's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
It's one of those things he saw an opportunity and he took it. I don't think he's a selfish player. Maybe he is. I don't know. I don't know him.
The only equivalent I would come up with, I don't think you've ever done this. Mm-hmm. I don't think you would, is it's that situation where if you get a first down, the game is over because the clock will run out.
Yes.
And you get the first down, but you want more yardage. Mm. And I think if you continue to run and then fumbled the football, which is far worse than what Soto did because they were going to lose anyway,
right?
We would look at you and say, bro, was that selfish? And I'm sure you'd feel the same way.
Right.
That's, what are you doing? You're only doing that for your own stats. That doesn't benefit the team in any way.
Yeah.
Is that a fair comp?
It is, but it's also debatable in football. So I think the more appropriate one is all you have to do is kick a game-winning field goal, run the clock out, but instead they let you score, and so you just go score. And so instead of sliding down, taking a knee, letting the clock run.
That's fair.
Kick the game-winning field goal. You go score a touchdown because it pads your offensive stats. But I would argue that also gives you a bigger lead. So if the circumstances are what matter here, and the circumstances don't benefit the Mets per se.
That's the problem. There's no, like, you know how during games now they'll give you the percentage chance you'll win?
Yes.
That percentage didn't change a decimal
right. With
Juan Soto stealing third base.
Right.
So it served no positive benefit
right.
to the team. And if anything, put Mark Vientos in a terrible spot because now with two strikes, mm-hmm. in his vision, he's got someone trying to steal third base for no reason besides their stats.
Right.
Can I present a case of why it's a smart baseball play?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. You can try.
Did they throw to third base?
Yes.
What if it went to left field? That's a run. What if there's a balk? What if there's a wild pitch? Mm-hmm. The team is struggling to score runs. You are pushing the envelope by trying to create a run and trying to be aggressive and trying to maybe make the defense make a bad play.
This is positive Tommy coming through with a viable answer.
No, but it doesn't fit the risk-reward because the reward is something unlikely. The risk is being thrown out.
Right, yeah, but he's been great at stealing bases all year.
And if he was thrown out,
in general.
But if he was thrown out, I'll tell you right now, and I said this last night, I'd bench him.
But
that would be so bad if he was. But that's the risk you take when you're stealing third base.
But he got a great jump. We got on Mauricio for not getting a great jump off the double on Vientos.
You're also affecting the batter at the plate because there's two strikes. You don't have to believe me.
It's not that
you just played Keith Hernandez clips.
Keith is right to his opinion.
He's
and
right.
Okay, but I gave you a pretty good argument, though, on the other side of that. You're forcing the envelope.
If you rip the Mets once in a while, maybe I'd buy it. But right now, I'm just expecting you to figure something out to defend
them. I'm just giving another side of the argument, because I think that there is that old school mentality. I don't think you mentioned it. You don't want to make the third out at third base. But, you know, there are things that change and evolve. And I think if you're aggressive, and the Mets have been on the base paths, plus they're like sitting around moping around, it just forces the issue a little bit.
Did it do anything?
If this was his 27th stolen base of the season, would you be playing the audio back?
Yes. Yes.
I think it was because it was a milestone. It becomes more of a bigger deal.
Not to me. I mean, maybe
selfish to get his 30
Gary and Keith. To me, it was. See, I'm still watching this game down 7-2. I'm still hoping they can win. I don't give up. And that was a bad baseball play. And that was my biggest issue. My biggest issue watching these games, I want to see my team win. I could care less about stats. I want my team to win. And I thought it was a reckless play. And if he was thrown out, he deserved to be benched. And thankfully, he wasn't. And I watched Carlos after the games. I wanted to see what he said about it. He didn't look happy. Put it this way. And Mendy isn't going to rip him, but you could tell by his response, he made it. Yeah, he better have made it. Let's go to David in Englewood. What's up, David?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show. I wanted to talk a little bit about what you guys touched on earlier, and I think they spoke about it on the SNY broadcast a little bit. If you watch the Reds game, it started in the Reds game and now in the Phillies game, you know, Lindor is always you know, yucking it up. You guys talked about Marte yucking it up, yep. and Soto goes to the batter's box and, you know, pats these guys on the butt and whatever the case is. But if you notice, the Reds did not reciprocate. They didn't make eye contact. SNY brought this up about Harper with the Phillies. Mm-hmm. The same thing. They didn't reciprocate. They didn't look. They didn't talk back to the Mets. And I just think the Mets have no sense of urgency. Now, your point about Soto goes against my argument because I think that actually was something to push the envelope, like Lugie said. But in general, these Mets always have this, you know, laughing attitude, no sense of urgency. And if you look at the Phillies and the Reds in the past two series with them, that wasn't reciprocated. They weren't talking back. They weren't making eye contact with them. And I just think that lends itself to this whole no sense of urgency. I want to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, what was interesting about the Harper one is the reason it was brought up by Gary on the broadcast is that back at Citi Field, Bryce Harper would usually talk and converse, and that it's almost like things changed after being swept by the Mets. So maybe that was the Phillies saying, hey, no more funny business.
Yeah.
We want to finish you off.
I think it's more that. I think it was expressed to the Phillies, this is our chance to end the division. And it's probably already over, but...
Probably?
It is already. Yeah. I mean, it's still mathematically not over, but...
Tiki.
Of course, Evan, it's over.
Thank
mathematically,
you.
It is not over.
Right.
So I think this is just give credit to the Phillies for snapping into what is most important in this moment.
And what I think the Mets should
do. 2 weeks ago, it wasn't.
Correct. And what the Mets should do with a microscopic lead now in the wild card race is probably adapt that seriousness.
Yeah.
Because the games are serious.
But can
now.
They?
Well, how can you not?
I mean,
the games matter more now. There's an actual race. Like, these games are just, they've been multiplied in importance now.
I'm not disagreeing.
So if
with
you're
it.
Not going to get serious now, when are you going to get serious?
I mean, do they have the personality to get serious is what I'm asking.
Good question. Let's go to Murph in St. James. What's up, Murph?
Boys, happy Wednesday. How we doing today?
Excellent. What's up?
A couple things here. One is I've been defending Mendoza for the past 2 years. I think he pushed all the right buttons last year, but now I got my old man after me for the past month saying, Murph, Mendoza's got to go. He's got to go.
No.
And it happened last week with Helsley, 3-2 game. You're putting him in there. Acuna this week. Acuna is not pinch hitting for Mullins, number one. He is there for defense, and he's there for pinch running. That's it. And he probably does score on that double.
Agreed.
You know, pinch running from Alonso. But here's the biggest issue I have with the Mets right now, is this guy just touched on it. Body language. I am sick and tired of Lindor making the last out, the SNY camera crew go to him, and he's laughing. He's yucking it up. He's laughing. He is patting guys on the butt. They shoot it into the dugout. Yesterday, they shot into the dugout. Marte struck out. They got Marte up at the top of the stoop there. And what's he doing? He's laughing. Someone on this team has to get these guys together and say, guys, enough is enough. We've got the highest payroll in baseball here. We got to be making the playoffs. And that is what this team right now is missing. Is someone in that clubhouse to say, enough is enough, backs against the wall, let's go over these next 15
games. They may be missing that, and maybe that person was J.D. Martinez more than the attention Jose Iglesias gets. But last year, when Lindor would struggle, and he didn't do much of it in the second half, he'd smile. That's who he is.
Yeah.
I don't actually think the Mets are doing much different. The difference is they're not performing. And so it's much more noticeable when we're frustrated as fans to see the smiling. But I think the smiling was going on last year, even in games where they were being no-hit in the ninth inning, like that afternoon game against the Blue Jays.
Yes, but last year, the Mets felt more comfortably in a playoff contention.
No, they didn't. They were never in a playoff spot. Mm. They were chasing the entire time. You know what the difference was?
Well, maybe that's what it was.
They had
Maybe that's what it was then.
Well, because they had less expectations.
I don't know if it was that. I think when you're chasing, it's easy to stay are on top of your game.
Just remember, JD.
It's when you're holding on. This is the whole prevent defense thing that we talk about in football all the time. Like when you're holding on to a lead, it's easy to just get lazy sometimes.
Well, remember what JD Martinez said. He said something in that team meeting, that famous team meeting, that I loved because it worked, but it concerns me today. And it concerned me a little bit in the postseason. Obviously, it wasn't a problem. He said to the guys, no one expects anything from us. Mm. Everyone thinks we suck. Pressure's off.
Right.
Now, that worked last year because everyone did think they sucked. The pressure was off, right? And they used it as motivation. They
That's
made the
not
playoffs.
The case this year.
That is the exact opposite this year. So that thing that may have worked a year ago ain't going to work now because, again, if they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be the biggest disappointment this franchise has had.
Right.
So you can't play that game that you played last year. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. Plus, when you guys say it, it's no big deal. But if, God forbid, a Toronto Blue Jay announcer says it, we've got a problem. Take a listen to what Buck Martinez had to say about the New York Yankees yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.